800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's consumer calls. And good morning and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, the numbers are 918-336-1400, and the toll-free is 1-800-748-5936. And looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising. License to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You may ask for those. You just cannot sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30, wide up in lines right now, 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Will it be a boy or a girl? Who will be the firstborn in 2022? Bartlesville Radio presents the 2022 Baby Derby. The firstborn in Ascension St. John Jane Phillips Medical Center in Bartlesville in 2022 will receive a gift basket from Jane Phillips Medical Center, a gift certificate for a bouquet of flowers from Flowerland, Baby's First Bible from Get Real Ministries, a dinner for Mom and Dad from Frida's Cocina Mexicana, a perfectly posh mommy necklace from Windows Rock and Jewelry, a gift basket from the Crafty Candle Shop, a $50 gift certificate from Tate Boys Tire and Service, a $50 gift card from Truity Credit Union, a $50 gift certificate to Sterling's Grill from Arnold Moore Niekamp Funeral Home, and diapers for baby from Caney Drug and Popkiss Pharmacy in Dewey. Stay tuned to K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, and 95.1 to learn the name of this year's Baby Derby winner.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the Audio Video Doctor.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Looking for your call here at 918-336-1400, toll-free, 1-800-749-5936. Items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales. We'll also talk about community events that's happening in Bartlesville and our surrounding areas and fundraisers for your church, school, club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And that's what we'll take. We won't take any business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. You can ask for those. Just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And our time is 9:15, and every day now for quite some time we've been giving you a question you can call in and tell us about. And 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote. And today's Maple Street Meat Market poll question is, will you attend a New Year's Eve party? Probably not for me. Probably won't. 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page and vote there. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Again, will you attend a New Year's Eve party? Let me know. Our time now, almost 9:16. Time to check in with Stephen Nairns about our weather.
Umbrellas needed to start off our Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms rolling through to start the day. By mid to late morning, a lot of that will be pushing off to the east. Sunshine quickly returns this afternoon with gusty westerly winds and highs still reaching the upper 60s in many spots. North winds return this evening into tonight as a cold front nudges in. We'll drop into the mid-30s Wednesday morning. A cooler day Wednesday with south winds briefly returning, highs in the upper 50s. Lows in the upper 20s and highs in the 50s again Thursday. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Thank you, Stephen, for the weather update at 9:16. It's 51 degrees out, cloudy, and partly cloudy conditions from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. with sunny conditions expected at 11 or so. And 90% chance of rain today. We've already seen that with a high, looking for a high of 69 and a low of 39 this evening. And then tomorrow, partly sunny skies with a high of 59, low of 32. And Thursday, high of 59 with a low of 27, but bright sunny skies. And then Friday, 40% chance of rain, high of 62 with a low of 45. Don't like to go out too far because it does change quite a bit anyway. You're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400. Good morning. How may I help you?
Well, good morning. Of course we'll be attending the Olive Drop at Price Tower.
Well, there
you
go.
No better New Year's Eve party in town.
Absolutely. So I'm going to put you down for a big old fat yes.
Absolutely.
All right.
Hope today's a great day for you.
It's going to be. I have a feeling. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Will you attend a New Year's Eve party? She says yes, of course. The Price Tower Olive Drop. That is back, and it's going to be bigger and better. So anyway, let me know, 918-336-1400, about the New Year's Eve party that you will or will not attend. I'd like to hear from you. And or, you know, you can call me, 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or you can go to K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Facebook page, and vote there. And our poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. And 9:18 right now, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
The roller coaster ride continues. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Well, what started as a down beginning to the week ended with oil prices on the plus side as the on-again, off-again worry about the Omicron variant of COVID-19 and its possible impact on oil demand continues. Monday morning saw that worry back in a big way with traders hitting the sell button, but prices reversed direction and started to climb as China's central bank announced measures to support the second largest economy in the world, and the Saudi energy minister touted numbers showing a 30 million barrel a day oil shortfall by the end of the decade. Also helping prices, news reports that British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is taking a very cautious approach when it comes to whether to institute more travel restrictions. The NYMEX February crude contract rose 2.4% on Monday, ending at $75.57 a barrel. That's a more than one-month high. The global benchmark, Brent, rose 3.2% to $78.60 a barrel. Natural gas prices jumped to start the week, rising almost 9% on Monday with the NYMEX January natural gas contract at $4.06 a million BTUs, as colder weather is forecast for much of the nation. The price of a fill-up dropped over Christmas week as demand isn't as high as expected. AAA's fuel price report says the nation's average price for a gallon of regular fell about 2 cents over the seven-day period that ended yesterday, at just under $3.28 a gallon. It's about $1.03 higher than a year ago. AAA says Oklahoma had the lowest average price for a regular to start the week at $2.85, about 91 cents more than a year ago. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, an exciting event coming up during Cattlemen's Congress regarding the Beef Quality Assurance Program. Tell us more.
Absolutely. As cattlemen and women gather in Oklahoma City for Cattlemen's Congress to showcase and market their elite cattle genetics January 1st through the 16th, cattle producers also have the opportunity to participate in a unique seminar featuring national beef industry and breed leaders while also achieving their Beef Quality Assurance certification. The event is scheduled from 1 to 4 p.m. on Tuesday, January 4th at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds in the Super Barn Sales Arena, and all producers are invited to attend. There is no cost to attend the event, but attendees are asked to RSVP by visiting the Oklahoma Beef Council website at oklabeef.org. It's important for producers to keep their BQA certification up to date, so come out to Cattlemen's Congress on January 4th for some great BQA education, outstanding cattle genetics, and a wonderful trade show.
Thanks, Heather. Again, you can learn more about this BQA event at oklabeef.org.
Stay connected with K1 text messaging. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered immediately to you on your phone. Sign up today at BartlesvilleRadio.com. K1 text is brought to you by Dungis Family of Autos, Bob Loftus Furniture, and Brian Kennedy Farmers Insurance Agency. Breaking news, headlines, severe weather warnings delivered to you on your phone. Only on K1 text.
Listen to the radio driving in your car. Radio gets results. Radio is there no matter where you are. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. Radio gets results. That's
If you work or live in the downtown area and are experiencing difficulty at times to find a place to park, worry no more. There is downtown parking available at 2nd and Osage that's convenient to downtown businesses and apartments. For more information and monthly rates, call 336-1001. That's 336-1001.
The Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, along with festival sponsor Perspective Advisors, invite you to enjoy Christmas in the Ville. The festival features beautiful lights, Christmas movies in the park, a 28-foot community Christmas tree, a 12-foot lighted walk-through ornament, kids' crafts in the elf hut, carriage rides through our beautiful downtown, and ice skating nestled in a magical setting with the lighted train in Vintage Village.
The ice rink at the depot is now open daily from 1 to 9 through January 2nd. Gather the family and make some wonderful Christmas memories at the Bartlesville Chamber Christmas in the Ville and ice skating rink this holiday season.
Visit BartlesvilleChristmas.com for more details. And Merry Christmas from your Bartlesville Regional Chamber of Commerce.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. We have a refrigerator for sale.
Okay.
Pop freezer. And it's just like new. And asking $200 on it. And mirror that you put on the wall, it's about 4 foot by 2.5, 3, somewhere in there. I have measured it. Anyway, $40 on it.
Okay.
And the number's 918-327-1895.
All right, so you have a refrigerator for sale for $200, and the mirror that you hang on a wall, it's a 4 foot by 2.5 foot to 3, for sale for $40, 918-327-1895 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate your call. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, we appreciate that call. Again, he's selling a refrigerator for $200 and the mirror that you hang on the wall for $40. And his telephone number is 918-327-1895. And it is now almost 9:25, time for our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it is time for a doggone report. On report, we have two lost dogs. One is named Brutus, and the other is Sharky. And Sharky is a German Shepherd English Bulldog mix. He has brown and tan body, has black around his ears and face, white chest. He's larger, about 120 to 140 pounds. He is wearing his collar and lost in the area of north of Dewey on 4 Mile. And again, Brutus is his mate, and he is a black and white American Pit Bull wearing a collar, and he is black and white, large American Pit Bull, went missing Christmas morning with the other dog, Sharky. And to get them back home, you need to call Katie at 918-766-6115 for those guys. And for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on the report, though, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab, it'll drop down, then you highlight the Doggone Report link, click on it, open it up, and you can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com, click on the submit tab, it'll open up. There's a form you fill out, you answer questions, give us as much information as you can possibly, because we really need that. And at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture if you'd like. And once you hit that submit button, just be patient. It does not go directly to the website. It does go to us, and we take care of what we have to and send it on its way. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, at BartlesvilleRadio.com. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can and get it uploaded to the website. And it's all a free service, so that's a good thing. Anyway, that is our Doggone Report for today.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And we are back with more of Consumer Calls, Wide Open Lines, and you can get in by calling 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936, and items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We did have a caller call in with a refrigerator for sale for $200. It's practically new. Like new, and then he has a mirror that you hang on the wall. It's a 4 foot by 2.5 foot, or maybe three, for $40. 918-327-1895 is his telephone number. And you know, about the Maple Street Meat Market poll question, will you attend a New Year's Eve party this year? Let me know by giving me a call at 918-336-1400. Go to BartlesvilleRadio.com for the link, or go to K1KYFMK Rig KPGM Facebook page and vote. And the poll question of the day comes to us from the Maple Street Meat Market in Coffeyville, Kansas. Out of time to take any more calls today, though, but I'll be back in on tomorrow with more Consumer Calls. Same time, same station. With that, have a beautiful day and stay dry. When the sun comes out, you will be dry. Anyway, have a beautiful day.
You know, it is important to be physically attracted to somebody, but at the same time,